the couch cushion sessions.
Very stilted.
Yes, what up?
That took a minute because I was like, what are we going to talk about today? Well, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to do the intro in 1 second, but I want to let y'all know this is a very important issue. So we're talking about Virginia state laws. All right, yes. Now intro. I'm V.
A.K.A. Legal V.
Hey, yes. A.K.A. you're wearing a lot of black, dude.
Oh, a lot of black, dude?
Yes. Goth V.
Goth V.
Yes. I'm Corey.
A.K.A. overly excited Corey.
A.K.A. 316 Corey.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm Justin.
Justin Awesome Producer Justin.
Aw.
A.K.A. Also wearing a shitty team cap, Justin, because mm-hmm. both our teams mm-hmm. are cheeks.
Very much so.
Sports.
And we're Couch Cushion Sessions.
That's
Yay.
Us. Hey.
So we're talking about today the bill that Governor Youngkin is passing.
Glenn Youngkin. We live in Virginia, by the way,
yeah.
everybody.
So weed is supposed to be legally like sold and everything else in 2024, I believe, is mm-hmm. how the projection was supposed to go. They had CBD legal here. Now, Youngkin's proposing a bill that limits CBD to only, I think, 2 milligrams of THC per package. So, remember the ones we had the other, couple episodes back? Those were 50. There's people selling products that are over... No, it was 100, wasn't it? 100,
it
yeah.
was Delta 8.
Yeah, it was 100. 100 milligrams.
That shit had a lot in it. That's all I know. Because yeah. so, your boy was tripping.
So, they're limiting all THC... to just 2 milligrams. So that like cuts, I think, all the people that I've seen like talking about it mm-hmm. almost like 90% of their product and all of their whatever. So yeah, and it's not even just like THC like gummies. It limits anything like hemp related like growing, as far as like, yeah, you can't make anything out of
no
hemp
products.
Material. Yeah.
So here's the thing, it's you're supposed, look, I have to resist the urge to get incredibly political here, or as you call me, and I love you, a conspiracy theorist. This supposedly is a country that's built on small business and shit, and they don't want you to fucking succeed here. They don't. They don't give a fuck about your success. They don't care. And so when you have all of these shops that are popping up and you have these people that are taking an opportunity to take something they're passionate about and they see it is an opportunity to educate and, you know, provide people that don't have to do this in a seedy fashion anymore. They're not going to be cool with that. They're just not, because it's not, the government doesn't like not being able to regulate shit and not being able to fucking control folks. So now the fact that you can just go somewhere and get fucking high, they're not okay with that. Especially, and I'll say this, this is what you get when you elect a Republican.
At least current.
Ouch.
Yes, yeah, and this is what happens. And I wasn't pro Northam either. He was also a fucking idiot. But that for non-Commonwealth folks, previous Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who was a Dem, also a dipshit, to be clear. They're all dipshits. They're politicians. Show me a poor one. There aren't any.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, fair enough.
But now you have all these shops that opened up for what? Just so they can fucking close down. You know how many of these motherfuckers there are now?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just that. They're punishing. So the claim is that they're distributing gummies to minors and to children, and it's causing, like, whatever. And they're hoping that if they shut this down that it will limit kids getting a hold of this shit, which is not true. Fun fact, we're only a couple hours from D.C.
Yeah.
An hour or two? Like, yep.
If you want it that bad, you're going to get it.
Yeah, people. If a kid wants it, like... And not just that, you're punishing little mom and pop shops that are genuinely opening for whatever. And to the people that are actually doing this shit, they're going to figure out another way to do it. Like,
well, yeah. And I think ultimately that boils down to, A, if you're a business, be responsible. Okay. Second of all, if you're a fucking parent and you feel like eating a gummy after your kid goes to bed or while they're up running around, no judgment, judgment free zone here on the pod, but maybe don't put your fucking Delta 8 gummies with the Target gummy bears.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Don't be a dumbass. It's up to you once you bring something into your house, what happens from there. Don't be a fucking idiot.
So from my understanding, though, the Delta 8 is still going to be able to be purchased just because it doesn't have or it's something to do with the difference in THC or something like that. But still, like, that's regular, like, regular THC is what people use for pain relief, for sleep insomnia, like all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. They're limiting all of this. It's so sad.
Well, and yeah, they don't want you to go to a fucking plant for pain relief. They want you to go to Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they want you to go. Come get medicated and be a zombie so we can fucking take it away from you, and then you can go rage against each other. That's what they want.
But, I mean, to the point earlier, if we take away the legality, right, of it,
mm-hmm.
Where does it go?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
2 years ago, you know, however long ago I was smoking on the regular,
yeah,
I was smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't legal. I was able to get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
This changes nothing except for, like, literally the legality of it.
That's it, dude. That's it.
I would think that if anything, you would want, if you're the government, you would want some sort of fingerprint on it to know what is going out there and being sold to people.
Do like you do everything else. Tax it.
Yep.
Even tax it. You mean motherfuckers will pay a tax on weed? We pay tax on every fucking thing else. You tax our income. Motherfuckers will pay a tax on weed. What the fuck?
Yeah. It's honestly baffling to me, and I really hope, like you guys said, with the elected, like him being a new elected official, mm-hmm. that this doesn't make us go backward with weed. Like, I know that, like, I know at the end of the day, weed isn't, like, crazy, but it's enough that everybody seems to be banding together about it, and if we do something about it, honestly... Like, I know it sounds stupid, but if his phone gets blown up enough, if he gets enough, like, backlash.
It doesn't sound stupid. That is what we as citizens are supposed to do. We are supposed to petition. We have the right to petition a grievance with our government.
We do, but yeah.
Redress.
If you guys have thoughts on this, seriously, like, we would gladly, like, do whatever.
Comment. Let us know. We'll all join.
But
I mean,
fuck yeah.
If people do this, you know, if Virginia residents do this and we bombard our governor with, hey, don't.
Mm-hmm.
If he is a good governor, which he claims to be, he will listen to his constituents because he's supposed to be the governor of the entire
public service
Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yep.
That's crazy to me. I always thought Virginia was a republic or a democratic state. I'm very surprised that they got a Republican governor.
Oh no. I mean, tradition, like the
it's kind of purple.
It's purple overall. It's been,
cuz I get the boonies like are all like rednecks, but like Norfolk, Richmond, like
Northern
Alexandria,
yeah,
all of that. I would think
Richmond's very liberal.
Yeah. But very. Since 2000, early 2000s, we mostly had Democratic governors.
Yeah.
But before that, it's been red like for fucking ever.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising to me.
That's how you're going to make a difference, not only locally, but nationally. And I mean, look at France. And I know you're tired of hearing me reference this shit.
Oh, I know. Well, it's funny because they were all over TikTok doing the revolution of it. And it, like, the way it baffled me, I thought they had, like, murdered people by the way people were rampaging through France.
Mm-hmm.
They raised the retirement age from 62 to 64, and people went nuts.
Hmm.
2 years. That's it. Which, I mean, it makes sense, but it's just like, that's...
We don't do that here because
we're all separate.
We're too fucking stupid because everybody believes what the media says and they try to divide. It's divide and conquer, and that's what they do, and we feed right into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of just being like, yo, they're trying to divide us, fuck them, let's all come together. Instead, we're arguing in comment sections on fucking Twitter and shit over, you know...
Over shit that's not supposed to be politics.
Yeah, exactly. But everything gets made political because that's what they do. And it's all pro wrestling. It's all pro wrestling. At the end of the day, they don't give a fuck. They don't care. So they want to have their fingers in everything. And now the one little bit of fun it felt like you were going to get, they're going to take that away too.
So everybody listen. Governor Youngkin, you need to tell him to not vote on, what was it, 7814? Or what is it?
Bill, yeah,
no,
I forgot.
You, no, yeah. No, Bill 903.
The vote was 70. Senate Bill 903. Yes.
Yeah. Do not let him vote that in because fuck that.
Do not sign. But
yeah, or
hopefully
whatever.
He hasn't already signed, but
yeah.
I'm sure he has. You know, I don't know what the repeal process is, but I'm sure it would be painfully long to get it repealed. But
Yeah. So that was all that I had really commentary on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We will get political from time to time, unfortunately, especially a pod like this where green is kind of the center. Like, yeah. And
mm-hmm. It's a very political. It's funny, the history of weed has been very much based in politics. It was originally started that hemp was so much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember who it was. The tobacco industry, I think, was the one that kind of pushed them out.
They're going to try and regulate this, but yet they dropped fucking crack cocaine in the middle of fucking the projects all across America. Jesus. In the
that's
80s.
For real.
No, they did. And that's what I'm
that's
saying.
What Reagan did, yeah.
It's all fucking bullshit. They took a white man's white collar drug and dropped it in the middle of a bunch of ghettos and then went, they just let him go fucking nuts.
It's like that Chappelle joke. And, sprinkle some crack on him.
Exactly. And it's fuck it. Don't trust the government. I'm gonna die because I just said that into a live microphone. So
oh, no,
that's what happens. JFK,
it's okay, you're a hippie.
Dr. King, all of them. So I'm next on the list after the celebrities. Eventually, they'll get down to my fat ass.
Morrison too, right?
Yes.
You think he was a?
I don't know. I've had weird theories on him for a while because there's always like controversy surrounding his death. But it's just like an overdose is possible, sure, but. I don't know.
Almost likely,
considering
his behavior.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially the way
like,
he looked like a madman at the end.
Yeah, he kind of went off the rails, but I don't know. I think part of it's just I don't want to believe my guy went out like that in a bathtub in Paris, but he probably went out in a bathtub in Paris.
That would be a really awesome song name.
Bathtub in Paris?
I was going to say went out. Well, that's a long... I guess if you're Panic at the Disco or...
I was going to say, or Fall Out Boy, it works.
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, Jim Morrison once died in a bathtub in Paris. That does sound like a Fall Out Boy song, because all theirs have to be Stephen King novels.
But anyway, so that was the end of this little tidbit, I believe.
Yeah. Yes. I'm probably going to get too political if we continue.
This is going to be a little short of for an episode. But yeah, so if... Let us know your thoughts and comments. And if you guys know anybody that we can talk to about this petition thing or whatever, let us know.
Or blast your thoughts in the comments. We want to hear them.
Exactly.
Let's all get together, everybody.
Anyway, stay tuned, stay positive, and stay stoned, y'all.
Wee.
Much love.